So we know, because of the small Buddha seated in the headdress of the figure, that this is the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, the embodiment of the virtue of compassion.
Curator Denise Leidy.
And in China, beginning in the 10th century, Avalokiteshvara and the underlying promise of compassion or salvation that's associated with this particular divinity in Buddhism becomes more and more popular. And as is often the case in Buddhist art, takes more and more manifestations. This particular manifestation, where the Bodhisattva is seated in a posture of relaxation or ease, is typical of representations of Avalokiteshvara seated in his personal paradise or pure land.
The practice of pure land Buddhism stresses devotion and faith as a means to enlightenment, as opposed to Chan or Zen Buddhism, which features meditation and mindfulness. Both traditions became popular in China between the 4th and 10th centuries. Many Chinese sculptures are carved from a single block of wood, but this one features several pieces joined together by wooden dowels and iron nails. To hear conservator Donna Strahan and curator Denise Leidy discuss further, press play.